Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Your boy Juicy J,
D-Bag,
In case you didn't know, Juicy that nigga, I keep me two hoes, like that nigga Jack Tripper, I shoot in they face, like that boy Reggie Miller, and I kill that pussy, like my name Jack the Ripper, baby I'm horny, and I ain't too proud to beg, instead show me the bed, early morning, breakfast and head, and I got Tina, Tasha, and Toya, I call them the triple threat, all them bitches be soaking with this, the first night them bitches met.
You know, from the moment she turn around, she know how to back it up and drop it down. She know she what all the fellas looking at. Cause they know there's a song come on, it's a rap. And she love.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to The Code. I am your host tonight, Keisha Taylor. I have my co-host, Imaj, on the line. We are waiting for everybody else to trickle in. Hey, girl, hey, it's 5.
Hey. Hey, and I was, you know what, as soon as that song came out, I got a little hype. I got a little hype. You know, as tired as I am, I got a little hype.
I did.
That's my jam.
I did, too. I was in my chair. I was getting it. And I was like, I gotta stop.
No, you could let it run a little bit longer. You could let it run just a little bit longer to get through the chorus.
Okay.
But we're good.
We're here. Yes, we made it through the week.
Is it the end of the week?
Is it?
I don't know where I'm at.
It could be. It could be for some people. For some people, it could be. Other people, they don't have no ends of the week. They just keep going.
Me.
They just keep going.
That's me. I don't have an end of the week. My week starts differently than everybody else. I don't get to say, you know, Monday, you know, and I'm off on Friday. My Monday was Wednesday.
Oh, good grief.
My Monday was Wednesday. Today is Friday, but it's not my Friday. I don't get to go home until Sunday.
Oh.
I don't get to go home. Yeah. That's where we at. Why is this taking so long? It's been over 5 minutes. Oh, and I still got homework to do.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Look at this. I work. I go hard and the motherfuckers.
Yeah. Okay.
And while I'm eating my brain food, which is popcorn. Yep. Popcorn.
It's a good homework buddy. It is. It's a very good homework buddy.
Do you understand that I have three? Okay. So y'all know what I do for a living. So, in my lunchbox, this is the following things that stay in my lunchbox at all times. Cereal bars.
Mm-hmm.
Popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Fruit cups.
Mm-hmm.
And nuts. Cashews, almonds, and it's either got cranberries in it or pineapple chunks. Listen. Those things save my life because I can't always eat. That's probably why I'm losing weight. I'm wasting away because I can't eat. Tonight I could have went into the airport and said, hey, I'm going to go get something to eat, but I didn't feel like taking a bus ride into the airport. I didn't feel like it.
Yeah.
So I sat on my plane. I ate my, oh, and I keep Halos, cuties. Little oranges.
Yes.
Clementines.
Yes.
I keep those.
Yes.
So I had my little clementine. I had my cashews and almonds with my pineapple chunks and water. That was dinner at dinner time. Now I'm eating popcorn.
Yeah. Hey, it saved you. It saved you.
Hey, it saved you from having to cuss somebody out. Cussing somebody out on that airplane.
That is what is up. Eat well.
Hi.
I like it. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
We good. Can't complain.
We here. I should have called your ass and told you to bring me a plate or something over there to the DCA.
You should have.
So,
that's what you get. That's what you get. Now you got to fucking eat nuts, you fucking clitorises. I mean, clementines. My bad.
This nigga here.
Wow.
It's gone off the rails already.
Oh, which we need to segue into. People, we cuss. We drink. We say inappropriate things. Some of us partake in the cannabis. Some of us don't. So you will hear some things tonight. You will hear some things,
So when I said something that made you think of inappropriate drinking and smoking?
And inappropriate drinking, she had to get the disclaimer out there because, nigga, you just said it.
Oh, because,
yeah.
Because of me. Okay, no doubt.
But you said an inappropriate thing.
Why you just got here.
By and
Hey, it's okay.
So what? So what are we discussing tonight?
So we are talking about researching folks, and when you meet somebody new, do you do a slight background check, or do you just let you fly?
Wow.
Interesante.
And let's figure out how
so
we
let
got
me ask y'all this question. Let me ask y'all a question real quick. You said, do you? I would ask a question, do you ever not investigate somebody? Like, do you just accept everything that they tell you and not investigate?
Mm-mm. The way I'm set up, everything is suspicious until I figure out it ain't. I'm sorry. It is. It's these special set of skills that I'm being provided with right now that keeps me suspicious of people.
I'm done.
I'm sorry. What?
And what's the other side of that? Are y'all comfortable with people investigating you? Researching?
You ain't gonna find nothing, but you can go ahead and do whatever you want to do.
Nah, son, that shit is scary. Fuck that. This bitch did that shit to me one time. And I forget exactly what she said, but she said some shit like, yeah, so you blah, 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 and went to here. Do you know such and such? Huh? How the fuck you know who I know and where I went and what I did? Hey, they got an app. I looked at the app. They got an app. Oh, bitch, I'm not fucking with you. You crazy.
I've never done that.
No.
I've never used
the low jack on a guy. I've never used the low jack. Like, I would do some investigating. Like, of course you do the typical, you might do the Google search or, like, the social media search. And what people don't know is, like, some people don't know, the first two pages be the good stuff. You got to get to page 3, 4, and 5. That's when you find out the real stuff. So if I Google somebody, I don't look at the first two pages. Nah, I'm going to go to page 3. That's when they start telling on you. That's when you get the real truth. Page 3. 3, 4, and 5 is where it's at.
Not 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah, it depends on what you're trying to find out.
So what kind of shit do you find on page 3?
Oh, you can find previous addresses, whether or not they was with someone like.
Are you doing a fast data check on people?
That's what the bitch said to me. The bitch said that she threw out an old address of mine. I was like, oh, you used to live such and such. Right. She did that shit.
I mean, I have at one point in my life. I haven't done it recently, but I mean, I have.
Yo, that's some shit I used to use when I was doing my other job, looking for people in order to find them to get them to pay their bills. Listen, y'all, I ain't about to do none of that shit. I ain't doing all of that. Because I know what it's like to look for people.
I mean, when I was young and I ain't know no better. But now I'm older and I'm like, I ain't got time.
I mean, I would think so. That would be an older woman thing, because you got more shit to lose as an older woman. You got more shit invested. I mean, you got more shit to protect. Or am I bugging?
I mean,
no,
it depends. It depends on what you're looking for. That's what it boils down to. It just depends on what you're looking for.
For me,
all right, so she's looking for a man. A woman's looking for a man. A nigga give you a story, and he say he's a traveling salesman. And you know what I'm saying?
But
my question to y'all: are y'all gonna look into? Are y'all gonna look into that and see how accurate that is?
So first of all, if you're telling me this, I'm in the conversation to start off with. I'm asking questions, point blank, period. So you're a traveling salesman. So what do you? Where do you travel, and what do you sell?
I sell medical supplies, and I travel to the major markets of the United States.
Oh, okay. Which company do you work for?
ECI.
A company that is. Okay. Well, okay. I've never really heard of them before. Well, that's good. So in that conversation, you told me where you work for, and I got to research where you work.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you can get the information and then just build upon the information.
So, wait, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
So we at that point. So now,
mm-hmm.
are you going to do a Google search on ECI to see if they are a medical sales company?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's say that you come up and it says yes, they are. They're right underneath Pfizer. They're a subsidiary of Pfizer where they sell medical equipment as opposed to pharmaceuticals. And you see that this is accurate. Then what?
Okay. I'm not even going to go any further, but I'm going to probably not like further and looking into and asking a whole bunch of other questions. I'm like, okay, so that's might be honest. So how long have you been with the company?
That's a good one. That's a good one. How long have you been with the company? Let me add that to my list.
Four and a half years, and before that, I worked at another company that went under for 10 years.
Okay.
So I got 15 years of work experience in this industry.
Okay, sounds wonderful. So have you recently been like salesperson of the month or of the year or anything?
I haven't been salesperson of the month in quite some time just because I've been following other avenues. I've been doing my creative thing. You know, we talk about this writing thing, so I've been taking more time writing and less time working. So I try to stay under the radar, just meet my quota and things of that nature.
So you're not even trying to be successful at this point by doing one thing and doing the other. Because you know you can do both at the same time, right?
Absolutely.
Oh,
I'm doing both at the same time, as I told you. Now, but what I'm doing is I'm putting more energy into my...
in your regular job.
I'm putting more energy into my passion and my art than I am into my 9-to-5.
Okay, and so at some point you plan to leave the 9-to-5. Do you have a good savings set up already for this when you get ready to leave the 9-to-5?
I'm not planning on leaving it anytime soon. I'm just following my passion right now and seeing what that leads me to put in my career. Why are you asking me so many questions? I mean, I'm wondering why you're asking me about these questions. Are you trying to be my wife?
I'm just trying to see where we can go because, see, I date with a purpose. So if we're going to date, I'm looking towards the future. You've got to be greater, and I've got to be greater as well. So I'm just asking questions to see where this is going to go.
I mean, I'm curious. You asking me these questions, and you got 5 children, and you on welfare. You asking me about
no,
my
No, I don't. No, I don't. I know you got me fucked up.
It was only a matter of time. It was only a matter of time.
You got 5 children and you on welfare, know what I'm saying? You got a baby with Jerome, with Mark, with Adrian, know what I'm saying? You asking me about my motherfucking sales experience.
I'm sorry, I don't know who you have.
Now that's the type of thing That's the type of chick that don't need to be asking nobody no questions about nothing.
Nothing.
Ma'am, you ain't got no cause to ask me anything. I got all the reason to ask you 15,000 questions. Like, how you managed to get, like, how you managed to do that to yourself? How you managed to do that to yourself? You did that on purpose? Like, you meant to do that?
Sure. So you just all
right, so boom.
Around, huh?
So boom. So right now, I'm not even gonna say it. I was about to say something. I'm not even gonna say it. But yeah, I know some women. Who, I know one woman in particular, 10 children, 9 baby daddies. And yeah, sometimes it just happens, but sometimes
that ain't no just happen.
Right. Sometimes
now,
it don't
after,
just happen.
After the second one, you tend to learn something. After the third one, you like, all right, I'm not gonna continue to keep making this stupid ass mistake. By the time
what?
You get
after
to the fifth, sixth, and seventh. The fifth, sixth, and seventh, you gotta be like, you gotta have some sort of, like, you gotta have something together. Like, you couldn't keep your legs together at all, at no point. Nothing.
They just spread wide open. All the time.
I mean, you got, like, you couldn't keep them closed long enough to get a job or something? Like, I'm not understanding.
Well, in full disclosure, that actually is a job and was her job. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't have 9 children, 10 children, and work. No, and be a single parent. It don't work like that. Life don't do that. But she was one of those. She was abused as a child, so she always, as a child, said she wanted to have 10 children. You know what I'm saying? That was something her mind. And then also when she got to about 4 or 5 and realized that she didn't have any marketable skills, she started to have children for that check.
Wow.
Yeah, the hood rats that I know. Yeah, yeah.
Man, nigga, you know some rats. That is dumping grounds.
I mean, it's funny because I remember I went over to her house and I really, like, found out exactly what it was. But before, she just said, I have a lot of children. You know what I'm saying? I never knew. But then I just seen all these roots coming in and out. I'm like, nigga, you got pampers and pimples in the same house, nigga? That shit don't work. But
Ron, did you say she had pampers and pimples in the same house?
Yes, nigga.
Yep.
That shit usually don't work out, nigga.
Oh, Lord.
Usually you got pimples. You know what I'm saying? You got the teenagers and shit, but pampers and pimples?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Pampers and pimples, that is...
Wow.
Now you don't work. I mean, I'm the only fucking dummy that got that shit with a 17-year-old and a 3-year-old. I'm the only dummy. You know what I mean? That shit, but yeah, that usually don't work out.
I don't feel so bad now, Ron. I don't feel so bad because mine's is 19 and the twins are 7, so I don't feel that bad. You take the cake with that.
And Abby is how old now?
She just turned 10.
So 19, 10, and 7.
This nigga go to every fucking PTA meeting. Know what I'm saying? This nigga go to every fucking PTA. Elementary, middle school, high school, college, nigga in every
they
fucking PTA.
They better not be on the same night.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
I don't understand why this is not doing what I wanted to do. Why is it taking so long?
All right. So now, let's go back for a second. So you ladies have no problem investigating. And did y'all ever answer, do you have a problem being investigated?
I don't have a problem.
Oh, no?
I don't have a problem. Not a bit. You're not going to find much about me? You're not going to find much.
Depends on where they look.
What are you looking at? I feel like me and you have had this conversation before. But anyway, it's probably in my dreams.
Whoa, don't be having dreams about me.
If we on this goddamn show, it could be just about the show.
I ain't gonna front. I had dreams about each one of y'all niggas. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh God.
Okay. No. It wasn't no splash off dreams. You know what I'm saying? Actually, the one I had about Taylor was
like
the fuck.
I want some more popcorn.
Wait a minute. It was a nightmare. Who are you?
I think Taylor stabbed me in my dream. You know what I'm saying? It was some kind of laceration. I don't know if it was a slice or a stab, but I was.
Wow.
I mean, it sounds like something I would do, but just no.
Oh, what I do?
Yeah. I don't remember.
Well, that's fine.
But all right. So now let me ask y'all this then. Is it a feminine thing to do this? Because if a man did it to you, I would look at him like he was kind of feminine. Like, what the fuck you doing research for? Just watch the bitch. What the fuck you look digging at her ass for? Just look at her ways in action.
You could say so. For me, I would have questions because I'm such a creature of habit.
Yeah.
Like, if you pay attention to me, you'll realize I do a lot of the same things all of the time. I am a creature of habit. You could probably, unless I'm working and flying around, you really could pinpoint me at every point of my day. Like, you just really could. If you know that I'm off, you're like, okay, she's off today. She's either going to be at the gym or in the park first thing in the morning. She's going to be there for an hour to an hour and a half, 2 hours, okay? Then she's going to go to the smoothie shop and get her a smoothie. Then she's going to come home, wash her ass, and probably do some homework and teeter-totter around the house. If she's not teeter-tottering at the house, she's down at her mama's house probably washing clothes. I keep down that. I do the same thing all the time. I don't go far. Because a lot of
now on Wednesdays, do you teeter or totter?
Don't see, shut it up. Where I am in my it just depends on a week. Because this week on Wednesday, I was sitting in the airport. So I was just sitting there.
Some days you teeter, some days you totter, and some days you sit. I got you. Okay.
And sometimes I work. So it just depends. And this assignment is about to be a zero because this shit's taking forever.
It might be this
internet process. It might be the internet.
So, Taylor, what do you think? You think that's kind of feminine for a man to be doing investigations, research?
It could be looked upon that way. I think it might be dependent on the guy. It might be a matter of, you know, protecting his assets.
That too. Mhm.
Especially if that's a wealthy individual, it might just be like, hey, I'm gonna make sure I know who I'm dealing with because it's a possibility you might be trying to take me for my money.
If I wanted your money, I get your money. Now what?
Okay.
Left, you know what I'm saying, by the curbside with an Uber on the way.
What?
You know what I said?
If you want my money, I get your money. What kind of shit is that to say? Get the fuck out of here. Uber, Lyft. Get this shit.
I'm not going to do anything like that. That was a joke, you dummy.
No, it wasn't no joke. It was the truth.
I've never used
that. Y'all women doing
money.
That shit.
Never. I've never done that. I've never used a man for his money. Never.
What's up, little baby?
Mm-mm.
that.
I'm not saying you're wrong, and I'm not saying I don't believe you. I'm just saying, look at it from the other side. Then, nothing.
Dude, what are you doing?
I just connected to my car Bluetooth because I'm getting a parking spot opened up. But answer my question, is it?
I can't hear your question because you sound like you were in a tunnel. What was your question again?
His question was, how do you use this Bluetooth? That's what it was.
My bad. Oh, yeah, I got jokes.
Yeah,
my bad. I had to get my shit together. But it's funny how you ain't hear the question, but you heard me. You heard the part about you ain't answer the question.
I didn't. Okay. You also have to realize I'm also trying to do homework.
I don't have to realize a motherfucking thing. I just said it was very funny that you ain't hear the question, but you heard the fact that I actually did that for being answered.
Listen. I sometimes multitask, and sometimes I'm not really good at it. So I'm trying to listen to you, trying to figure out what's going on with my assignment. And so,
nigga, I've
really
been drinking. I don't remember the fucking question.
Oh, Lord.
Lord,
you remember the question, girl?
Brown liquor, nigga.
You remember the question? Do you remember the question?
No. I didn't even hear the question.
Well, then, oh, damn. See?
All right. Again, more bullshit. I call bullshit because this nigga was about to tell you the question that I asked before I interrupted. But that's okay. I'm the
fucking wasn't about to tell her anything because I don't know what the question was.
Yes, she was. And she's laughing because she know you was too. That's okay.
I'm like, what? You ain't heard me bitch
okay.
laugh than the man and the motherfucking
man. It's okay.
You know what? I'm about to move on from this this whatever this fucking computer is doing. And about to do these questions. Hold on one. Un momento, por favor.
All right. So Taylor, you was talking about the he may have something, right? So let's take this a step to the left.
Okay.
Would you investigate one of your son's interest?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. I'm Googling mama ass, I'm Googling daddy. I'm Googling everybody. Because I need to, because at this point, I got to know what your intentions are. I'm not blind to the fact that my son is getting older. Of course, he has a girlfriend, he's seeing girls, whatever. I'm not blind to it. I've accepted it. I don't particularly like it, but I've accepted it. But at this point, I need to know
what
transitions
are. Put a pin in that. Why don't you like it?
Because it's a my baby's growing up thing. I wasn't ready for it.
You'd rather him
that was my problem.
Be antisocial in that aspect of life?
Yeah, I wasn't ready for my baby to go ahead out here in the world and be
busting bitches open.
I mean, I wouldn't put it like that, but okay. Since you wanna mention that, that's fine. You know what I mean? That's okay. But I wouldn't say it like that. But yeah, like I wasn't ready for it. But at this point, I need to know what kind of person you are. What's your intention? Like this, more so, I think because he is an athlete. More, I think it's heightened because of that. How can I describe it? He plays basketball, so There's going to be girls. We know this. But I just want to make sure you're there for the right reason. You're not trying to jam him up. You're not trying to give him the cooties. And you're just not trying to jam him up in life because he got places to go. So if I got to be that annoying, if I got to be that annoying-ass parent, then I'll be that. But I want to make sure that at least he gets the way he want to be in life or halfway there.
I hear that. No, it does. It does. See, all right, so the perspective I'm looking at it from is I got a high school senior. And she about to go to college. And I know what college freshman life is like. And and knowing what college freshman life is like, I realize that there's certain bridges that are going to get crossed. You know what I'm saying? That get ahead and cross that bridge. You know what I'm saying? Like, get that shit out your system. Know what I'm saying? It's certain shit that I just have, and I got girls. Know what I'm saying? So it's like, oh my God, that shit is.
Not your baby.
Nah. But that's the thing.
That's where you teach them. Shit, you know, the shit that you used to do, and you like, no, not my baby. Teach them how to recognize that shit.
I had to have a real uncomfortable conversation with Supreme before he left. And I could tell the conversation was it was uncomfortable for both of us because it was uncomfortable for him to hear his mother really talk to him about what's going on in the world. And it was uncomfortable for me because, again, this is my baby, and I'm sending him out into the world. He is now off to find his way. And I really told him, I said, listen, we need to talk about all of this. Like, we had a conversation about consent. We had to talk about drinking, drugs. We had a conversation about, you know, what to do in racial situations, like if you're on campus and all these other things. And he was like, this is a lot. I'm like, yeah, this is what you're going to have to deal with now.
Yeah.
You're going to have to.
Indeed.
And the biggest thing that I try to stress to him. The biggest thing I wanted to stress to him was the word and the term consent. I said, I cannot stress this to you enough. At this point, you have to verbally get confirmation. If you can't get any verbal confirmation, take your ass back to the dorm, go get you a pizza, and go lay down. Don't do anything. If she can't talk, she can't move, none of that. It's a no-fly zone. There is no other way to describe it. You remove yourself from the situation immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately.
I'm thinking
if you are in a situation where you feel uncomfortable and your surroundings don't look right, remove yourself from that situation immediately. I said, I put some money away for you in case you need an Uber. You need whatever you need to get away from that situation, it is there. But just get away. If you start to feel uncomfortable in your surroundings, you need to go.
Where is my work phone?
All right.
Sorry.
So now you said that recognize these things in people, right?
Mm-hmm.
These tendencies.
Oh, shit.
What if the tendency is in our children? Like, have we had that conversation with them to recognize it in themselves? No. I know I haven't.
I did. I did. We've been easing into that because we talk weekly. We talk weekly, and then we also FaceTime, you know, in between. So we've been talking about that too. I've been talking to him about, you know, making sure that if you are presented with a situation, like if a young lady is giving you permission what to do, what not to do, you know, things like that. We've had that conversation, yeah.
Like, you only need pussy 2 to 3 times a week. If you get pussy that 4 times a week, you're going to start becoming a fiend. don't have it more than 3 times a week. Oh, shit, I'm
sorry. Okay. See, that was more than what I said. I said 2 times a week. Because I figured with class and basketball practice, it was...
I didn't know. 2 to 3,
yeah. I didn't know. I thought with basketball practice and stuff, he was going to be a little busy, a little tired. So I said 2 times a week. I just said true.
Maybe I was 2 fucks in one head.
See, I didn't. Okay. All right. That's the next conversation. We'll talk about that.
Monday, right, so
Wednesday,
boom.
And Friday. There you go.
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Wow. I wasn't an athlete, right? But being that we weren't a Division I school, athletics wasn't that big. The big thing on our yard was being in a fraternity or sorority, and that I was, that I am. So that being said, it's certain status levels, you know what I mean, that you have in school. And if you are on one that's not a lower level, you know what I'm saying, then you got access to certain things, certain people, you know what I mean? Certain people want access to you. And it was, and like going to another school, you know what I'm saying, and being, you know what I'm saying, the big man on somebody else's campus, like all those dynamics, you know what I'm saying, with our ego and alcohol and drugs, you know what I mean? That shit is rough and nasty.
Yeah.
And I know how it is from a male perspective, and I get it. But I can just imagine what it's like from a female perspective. You know what I mean? So it's like it's rough for me to have that conversation with my daughter, but I know I have to have it with her.
Yeah.
You can have it. Like, wait a minute, they had a heat on in this bitch? What the fuck? Oh, sorry.
Oh, Lord.
This night.
You can still have the conversation with her, but also her mom needs to have a conversation with her. You need to tell her from the other side, let her have a little piece of game before she goes.
Her mom don't. That's not happening.
Oh,
let me just put it that way.
Okay, well then just have another woman who you know what? I think you can have a conversation with one of my homegirls. She's pretty knowledgeable about things. She's easy to talk to. You know, she can kind of guide you and help you in this way, but daddy can only tell you so much.
Thank you for offering. I'll have her call you.
I like kids. I love the teenagers. I love them. Most of them love me. My child's friends think that I am like the coolest mom ever because I'm not like their mama.
Lady, you ain't got to sell me no more. I'm going to have her call you. I sure will.
After me and her have the conversation from this perspective, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. I ain't got no problem. Let me close these blinds. Because I don't want the sunshine coming in on me. But, yeah, that's as a, from a male coming in. I'm going to bring Dre in. Looks like he's here. The dead has arisen. Welcome, Dre.
I'm not dead. I was trying
up,
to call
boy?
Him, but he kept making this stupid noise.
Oh. Okay, welcome. But, yeah. It's like I was saying, my kid, she'll come to me about anything. any and everything. And her friends will do the same.
No, don't get it twisted. Me and my daughter have a great conversational relationship. She tells me, you know what I'm saying, like things that I wish sometimes she wouldn't tell me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm good with her on that level. What I'm saying is the perspective. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can give it to her from a stand up and pee perspective. I can't give it to her from a sit down and pee perspective. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's okay.
Only time I sit
you.
Down and pee
you.
Is when it's like a shit and a piss, and I don't need to talk to her about that.
I cannot hear.
I'm sorry.
I want y'all to understand the disrespectfulness of this motherfucking call around here. I know we're about to get off topic, but I have been cold the last
two days.
Tonight I am in Albany, New York.
Oh.
And I'm just thankful there is no snow on the ground. Because last night I was in Portland, Maine, and they were talking about, hey, we're going to have snow on Wednesday. I won't be here for that shit. Thank you. So.
All right, yeah, so boom. Y'all want to hear my Albany story?
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Okay, ready. Go.
All right, so we're in college. And we headed up to Albany. Right.
Why your voice changed?
Neck. So, that same weekend is Frankie's birthday. Frankie, one of my frat brothers. So we done been in school a couple of years at this point. So we ain't no broke niggas. So we like, we ain't staying on campus with frat. We going to get us hotel rooms. So we go get hotel rooms. So we get adjoining hotel rooms.
Okay, so y'all, what school did y'all come to? Y'all came over to Albany State? Was there Albany such thing
yes.
as Albany State?
Yes.
SUNY
Albany. State University
okay.
in New York at Albany. So we there, and we got three rooms. Two of the rooms was connected, and the other one was connected to another room, but we didn't have that fourth room. Right? We just had three rooms. So Frankie's birthday come. All right, so on the way up there, me and Sean catch a flat. Boom. That's why, I swear, I talk about white people sometimes, but sometimes they be doing some good shit. I ain't gonna hold you. So
okay.
We on our way up there, we catch a flat. This dude gives us his donut. Know what I'm saying? Like, how many people does that? You know what
Nobody.
I mean? He gave,
so
we didn't have. You feel me? That was great to him. So we got a donut, know what I'm saying? We're about 20 miles from school. Boom. We drive the rest of the way there. We get there. We can't drive back to the city with a donut. You know what I mean? And we wasn't trying to buy another tire. So we drove around the campus. We seen another car that had the same car. We go, now it's right across the street from the public safety. We jack the car up in front of public safety, take the tire off, put it on his. Unfortunately, we didn't find it.
Put the donut.
No, because you need a donut. What if you get another flat? So we didn't find it appropriate to leave him with the donut. So we was like, fuck it. We might as well put the donut in. So we left him up on some blocks, right? As we leaving, public safety's coming by. So now they looking at us like we crazy. We like, oh, yeah, we just, you know what I'm saying, switch, changing our tire. Oh, okay, have a good night, gentlemen. Get out of there, right? So, boom. So we get back to the hotel room. We giggling and shit. Ha, ha, ha. Really, real funny. We just pulled this heist of the year.
I hope somebody
Frankie,
took that tire back.
Frankie done jimmied into the fourth adjoining room. And he fucking some bitch in the... Because he didn't want nobody to know that he was getting pussy. So instead of being in his room, he jimmies into the fourth room, goes in there and starts having sex, right? We don't know what's going on, right? So we in our two rooms... And we just like, yo, where Frankie at? So we go into his room as her and the chick is coming out. You know what I'm saying? And not even like coming out, you know what I'm saying? Like, to stop, but coming out to switch rooms to fuck. So they in the middle of fucking, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, Frankie, what's going on? This chick looked at my frat brother, Sean, and was like, I wish I'd have met you first. How you say that, bitch?
The same way my homegirl told this dude, I forgot I had a boyfriend. It just slipped, whatever that shit was, it slipped out.
She didn't say that.
She did. She did. She was whack. And she was like, stop. I forgot I have a boyfriend.
And where was y'all at?
We was in Daytona Beach, Florida. At BCR. Sorry. Okay, go on with your story.
No, I'm done. No. Because what happened after that was Frankie and Sean's story, not mine anymore after that.
It was always Frankie and Sean's story.
From that point on, it was us leaving, but Frankie, Sean, and her had their own story at that point.
Oh. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, let's party. Party.
Right, yeah. And Sean, you know what Sean looked like? Sean looked just like fucking Father MC.
And what Frankie looked like?
Frankie was, let me see. Frankie was like Trinidadian, so he had that coolie look. I'm trying to think of somebody who, like, maybe like a skinny Bruno Mars.
He was light skinned like
that
Bruno
make sense?
Mars.
What happened?
He light skinned like Bruno Mars. So, you know, Bruno Mars is from Hawaii.
Yeah, I mean, maybe like a shade or two darker, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Like, cooler. You don't know what the Trinidadians look like? Some Indians.
I have a real beautiful friend girl who's from Trinidad, and she's gorgeous.
Yeah, Frankie's a pretty motherfucker. Yeah, definitely.
So she had two pretty motherfuckers, Claude. I mean, you trying to tell me?
I guess I wasn't pretty enough, nigga. I mean, she if you fuck two niggas, what's to stop you from fucking three? I guess I wasn't pretty enough.
Maybe you weren't pretty enough for her.
Wait, or none of the other niggas that went back to the room and was mad that we ain't get chosen. Now we got to go find college bitches.
Oh, God.
And we did.
And I can understand where she may have been coming from when she said what she said. But... That's just me having an understanding of other people.
You stupid.
What? You know, I tend to understand a lot of stuff because I've lived a really good life. So,
thank you.
But I can understand where she may have been coming from and why she said what she said. She's like, damn.
Listen,
she seemed like, damn,
I can also. First of all, she wasn't. All right. Ain't none of us from up there. You know what I'm saying? So she don't got to worry about seeing us again. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she's from up there. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she was. Maybe she wasn't. It's a college campus. It was a party weekend. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy yourself, young lady. You know what I'm saying? You just happen to be lucky to be in a situation where you weren't going to be harmed. You know what I'm saying? I would just warn you in the future, you may not be in a situation like that. You may run into some dirtbag niggas. You know what I'm saying? Be selective in your whoredom.
Listen, if you're going to hold, be selective in your whoredom. All right, that's the quote for the night.
That's a very good quote, Ron. That is very good. Be selective in your whoredom. I like that.
I mean, you gotta be.
That was very profound.
You know what pisses me off about people in summer? Oh, they hoard them. They try not to act like they whores, and they be whores. Like, listen. You don't want nobody to think that you're just having casual sex. It's okay to have casual sex. You're fucking grown, but don't try to attach relationships to your casual sex just because you want to have casual sex. No, stupid. Just go ahead and do it because don't nobody give a fuck about your raggedy ass cat box. So just do whatever you do.
Wow.
Just do it. I'm just saying.
And listen.
Okay.
And I want y'all to correct me if I'm wrong. Ideally, if you can find one person to be that whore with, you know what I'm saying, or to have whore with you, then that is the best. Would y'all agree?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that's willing to try your, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, listen, I'm going to have these feelings, and these feelings sometimes are going to supersede your talents. Are you willing to go with me to find someone who can fulfill those needs? If that motherfucker say yes, they ride with you. Fuck with them.
But see, that's the beauty of having that communication with someone. It starts with communication. And I think people really don't understand. You can have exactly what you want if you just communicate that to people. Like, it's no reason for you to be out here ducking and dodging and running the streets and you dealing with somebody. Just be honest with that person. Like, hey, listen, I want this. You can't give me this. So I want to go here and get it. Now, you're giving them the option. They can say, okay, I'm okay with that. Or no, I'm not okay with that. And they can, and from that point on, they can do whatever they need to do.
Yeah, what I think people don't realize when they say that is that you also give that person the chance to say, you know what, I'm not fucking with that. And now that 20% that you was looking for, you know what I'm saying? Now you got to lose your 80% because you was trying to get that extra 20. And you don't want to lose that 80%. You know what I mean? So now you want to hide something so that 80% can stay there. Whereas if I tell that 80%, yo, I want to look for this 20 because you're not 100%. They may be like, well, fuck you. You're not 100% either, yo, 64% ass. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? They may start some bullshit.
Not 64.
Okay. I say, you're
not women
to be real
trifling. There are trifling spirits in the world. There are. Hey, and if they say they ain't, they lying. There's some trifling ass spirits in the world. I'm cold.
You stupid. So I mean, yeah, you're right. You can say that, but when people be like, you know what I'm saying, just tell the truth. And I'm not here, you know what I'm saying, doing the PSA for lying. You know what I'm saying? That's not what I'm here for. You know what I'm saying? What I'm doing, though, is I'm recognizing how some people could be deceitful because they don't want to lose that 80.
Okay. You know what? If you don't like the fact that I'm going to tell you the truth, then you shouldn't be here anyway. Maybe you shouldn't be here. Maybe this is not.
And you know what you said? Maybe. And the opposite side of that coin is maybe not. And I get what you, but even in your statement that you said, you still leave a window open for, you know what I'm saying, for not knowing. And when you don't know, you know what I'm saying, like, do I want to lose this 80? Like, fuck it, if I tell her I'm a loser, if I don't tell her and I get caught I'm a loser, fuck it, I'm going to not tell her and keep her as long as possible. I can see how a nigga would think that way.
Okay, all right, okay.
I'm not saying to think that way, you know what I'm saying, because, I mean, the way you get in a relationship is the way you end it. So if you get in it honestly, you know what I'm saying, you Gucci.
Okay. I just don't try not to tell lies.
Yeah, I try not to tell lies either.
But you know what, there was a situation where I was like, you know what, I should have just lied because Hey, Winnie. See. I should just lie. But then that would have made me
a liar. And those be the
liar.
Worst situations.
Like, well, you don't want to be the liar. Like, I do not want to be a liar. I want to have mm-hmm. the ability to tell you the truth. And, you know, tell you the truth and you still get fucking mad. Nah, man, I should have told you my fucking lie. I should have pulled a lie right out my ass just for you.
I'm done. I'm done.
What? I was thinking, maybe I should have pulled a lie out my ass. Because since you like, obviously you like being lied to because the truth you were upset about.
Right. All right, so then if that's the case, then now you got somebody who you value, obviously, because you're in a relationship with them, and you tell them the truth, and they don't respond to it in a way that you think. Do you continue to tell them the truth?
You know what? Yeah. So listen, I will continue to tell you the truth, but I'm only going to give you so much. Because now, if I tell you the truth, your ass still going to get mad at some shit. And so I'm trying to figure out, like, do I really want, do I even come to you and tell you things now? Do I really?
Mm.
Because when I gave you, you asked me for the truth, I gave you the truth, and now you in your feelings for 2 weeks.
Mm.
Get out your feelings, because you wanted me to be honest, right?
No,
so,
I didn't want you to be honest. I wanted you to say what I wanted you to say.
You wanted me to be honest. That's what you
no,
wanted me to
niggas
do.
Don't want honesty. Niggas want you to say what they want you to say.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just not going to sit around.
Motherfucker walk up to you. Hey, babe, do you love me? They don't want the truth. They want you to say, yes, I love you.
I like you in a whole lot of
you
ways.
You see, exactly that bullshit. But I'll ride with you. Like, do you love me, babe? Why are you asking me that question? Come on, now stop being all emotional.
You know what? It's like, yes, I love you long time. Yeah.
You know what?
I love you long time. I love you long time.
That shit might get you chopped in your throat.
Damn. Why? Why would it? Because I love you.
You're trying to bring human into this shit.
Why?
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to bear my emotions to you, you know what I'm saying, in some bullshit way. And here you come with, you know what I'm saying, with human in some bullshit way. And make me feel the way.
So what you want me to do is grab your face, look you dead in your eyes, and be like, you know what? I love
you. You're
the
only one for me.
On.
I love you so much. You're
the
only one for me.
That you walk up on daily, how you grace your presence. You know, grace me with your presence every single day because you look like love. You feel like love. And because of that, I know love. You want me to give you that? Or do you want me to, like,
now, remember how before I said you might get chopped in your throat? That one, you would get chopped in your throat. Ain't no fucking might at all.
Chop you down like a
bang.
Tree.
Bang, right in your fucking larynx. Crush that shit.
Why?
The fuck out of here trying to play now. You fucking know what love is now. Bang. As soon as you said that dumb shit, I fucking chopped you trying to play me.
So
you said you want me
but
to
you
grab you
to...
by your face and look you dead in your eye. Nigga, if you don't get the fuck off my cheeks, I will fucking punch you.
Just let me love on your cheek.
I'm trying to love you. Just let me love you. I'm trying to love you. Let me love you. That's what you wanted. You want me to love you. Let me love you.
Exactly. Let me, and I'm going to pull your fat cheeks in and look you dead in the face. But because you didn't
because
want to take
of
my
you,
joke of a
little- I know love. I am love. You are love.
We are love. Oh, shit. Y'all stupid.
I got tears in my eyes. You niggas is dumb.
Say that dumb shit to me. I wish a motherfucker wasn't in some dumb shit. I'm like, you know what? Yo, I got a bag in the corner. Put all your shit in that bag. Get the fuck out of my house. Get the fuck out of here with that dumb shit.
Why not? Because, I mean, sometimes people, that's what they know. Like, because of you, I know what love looks like. I know what it
Nigga,
feels like.
Nigga, I'm not a
what...
fucking Hallmark card. If you don't get the fuck out of here with that fucking, you know what I'm saying? That fucking oxygen shit. Get out of here.
I love love because of you.
Listen. I love love because of you. So when I get cards for my significant other or whatever, I always write, because you got what the card says, right? And then I always write an additional note in the card. So, yep, I'm old, sour sap. I sure will.
No, you're not.
Yep.
That is beautiful. Because I'm going to keep it a buck with you. If you don't write nothing in it, it may get thrown away.
See? Yeah.
If you write something in it, I'm keeping it.
I feel like you took the time out to write a nice note about... To me. Like, you know, that's how I feel. So I've always done that. I do it in my Christmas cards. Each Christmas card is individually written. It's not just Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And, yeah. So everybody gets a note. I've just been that way a lot of times.
See, but you got to realize also, certain bitches got nasty, ugly handwriting. You don't want that bitch write you no fucking Christmas card, no fucking third grade fucking penmanship. The fuck out of here. With that fucking, you know what I'm saying, writing like Precious.
Oh my God.
Oh, spelling love, L-U-V. Get the fuck out of here. You ain't texting me, nigga. This is a fucking card.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus Christ.
And, you know what's worse? You know what's worse when they try to write in the card and then they can't write, like, they start off with cursive handwriting, but they can't write the letter in cursive, so they just print it and then they go back to write cursive. What the hell are you doing? Who does that?
Just the first letters of the fucking sentence is in cursive.
I've seen it.
Oh shit, that's funny.
I've seen it. It was when I was at CVS, this guy had bought a card for his girlfriend and he asked me for a pen. I was like, okay, so he started writing in cursive and I don't think he could write he couldn't write the letters, so he started writing in print and then he started writing in cursive again. I was like, oh, okay.
That nigga bilingual.
What? Shut up. Log out. Log your ass out right now.
Oh, shit, that was funny. I think he bilingual.
Log out. This nigga here. This nigga though.
Oh, shit. Fuck y'all. I laugh at myself. I don't need
nigga
y'all.
Down. Yeah, you will laugh at yourself.
Not
Dre, are you going to get in on this conversation? You're sitting around?
Listen, man. Dre got big business to handle, man. That is a big businessman right there. He is a mogul.
Who? Don't get her started. And don't you start. I will mute you.
What?
Don't you start.
Well, what
would you mute me for?
Don't you say nothing.
Right. Don't mute me. All right.
No,
all right,
not
Kaboom.
You, Ron.
No, I got one more question. I got one more. I can ask a question?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Because I'm curious. So, Maine. Albany. Where's next?
Salisbury, Maryland.
Salisbury, Maryland?
Yeah. Ocean City.
That's not. That's
out by Ocean City.
God damn. What the fuck, little poet town? They got you. Nigga, you Listen. Fucking on Greyhound, nigga?
Not Greyhound.
Nigga, you work for Trailways?
No, I do not work for Trailways.
The fuck they got you going to fucking...
That's where... Actually, Salisbury, Maryland is actually where our headquarters is, so we actually fly into where the headquarters is at. So I got to do... I have to do a flight out of Philly tomorrow to there. Yeah. And then... I overnight there, and then I fly back to Charlotte on Sunday.
So you going to headquarters overnight?
Unfortunately, yeah.
You got a private meeting with somebody in charge up there? Somebody want
to? No, I sure. First of all, my company is owned by a whole bunch of old ass white men.
No, that's even worse. That's even worse. The old ass white men is nasty, nigga.
I'm all right. I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good. I'm all right. I'm fine.
All I'm saying is when you go in the meeting, niggas, take your phone and put that shit on record. Record. Put that shit on microphone. Record.
I don't have no meetings to go to. I don't go to no meetings. But so,
record. Don't be alone with
so
nobody.
So yesterday was, where did I go yesterday? Oh, hell. So I went from Charlotte to, where the hell did I go yesterday? Yeah.
This nigga's
not oh my God.
All time.
When you go multiple states in just in an 8-hour time period, nigga, you forget. You will forget. No, actually, okay, so yesterday I did Charlotte to D.C., D.C., where the fuck did I go from D.C.?
This motherfucker.
Oh, I mean,
D.C. to hell?
No, I went to D.C. from D.C. because I've been in D.C. the whole entire time. I've been going back and forth from different places to D.C. Yesterday,
yeah,
I
so
did
tell her, I'm about a half hour from Reagan, and she's been back and forth there, and she ain't called me one fucking time. I say fuck her and her fucking flight stories. And do you have anything else that you want to say, Taylor?
Really? Really?
No, you know what? I do. And I'm so sad because she called me and she said that she was at North Airport. I was like 20 minutes away from North Airport, but at the time I was somewhere else and I couldn't get to her. And she was only there for an hour and I was so sad because I wanted to see my friend.
You know what I'm saying? That's all right, though.
Ron, so listen. So how often do you fly out of Reagan?
I've done it several times. You know what I'm saying? I've done it three times.
Okay. So you know that they're building a whole new terminal, right?
Good.
Do you know that? Okay.
Go ahead,
so,
I'm listening.
All right. So you have to take a bus from that particular terminal that they're building to the main terminal. My
right.
planes come in off that terminal that's being built. So I always have to take a bus. So a lot of times I don't get off my plane because I don't want to take the goddamn bus.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
so, but yeah, I've been flying in and out of D.C. the last 2 days because I've been working those flights. I'm tired of getting on and off that goddamn bus. I just am. So I didn't think nothing of it. I didn't even, you know what? I didn't even tell the other human being that I was at the airport. So
yeah, I know.
So okay, so the next time.
No, I know.
So just because now, next time I'm in D.C., I'm going to call you.
I'm not answering. I'm not answering.
You will. You will. You will answer my calls.
I'm not answering.
You will answer my calls. And if not, I will continue to call your phone.
You gonna answer eventually, nigga.
And you forget I have both of your numbers.
Alright, maybe I will answer. Fuck it.
Right, yeah,
and but you could only come.
So Dre, yeah. So Dre, what's good, Dre?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dre.
Hello. He sleep.
That nigga old.
As hell.
You thought he was gonna save you out of this? Yeah.
I thought for a second, right? You and your fucking Newark airport story ain't fucking do nothing to help me.
Because I was in Newark, and that's where the Asian flight attendant was telling me to vote for Donald Trump. Ma'am, if you'll get your ass out of my face. He said you the reason.
Oh, yeah, because that prudential, they was doing it. Yeah, it still don't matter.
Yeah, y'all got a whole bunch of Asian stories recently, don't y'all, too?
Mine wasn't even a story. It didn't even get long enough to be a story.
Oh shit, I'm stupid. I'm stupid. I wasn't saying nothing else after that statement I made.
He didn't even make it a day. Listen,
he did not.
That poor little weenie fella.
Mm-mm.
I'm done with you.
Not even a day. And you know what? The thing about it is, so let's get into this real quick. So the thing about it was is that I had texted him, and then we had actually FaceTime. So that's when I was like, oh, this is a no-no. Because he was waiting for food from, I think it was like DoorDash, Uber Eats or something like that. Yo, he was so fucking rude to the driver. I was like, uh-uh.
Mm-mm.
No, like, number one, y'all know how I feel about the service industry. I did that for many, many years. I feel like if nothing else, just be respectful. Just be respectful to people. I know he need to hurry the fuck up with my food. I'm like, uh-uh. Mm-hmm. And
okay,
the guy came up and he was like, hello. He's like, such and such, this your order? He's like, yeah, just give me my shit.
Oh.
Whoa. No. That's
a
exactly.
No, that's a level of rude. That's a different level of rude.
Like,
exactly.
I can
so I was like,
he better
okay.
Even bring my shit. That I get that. You know what I'm saying? That's just
you
know
hungry.
And
what
I said the same thing. See, I said the same thing, Bart. I was like, because I had them days where my stomach was touching my back and I was hungry. I just wanted my food. So, okay. So here's what happened. You're going to take like 5 bites and you're going to get back to yourself because you're not yourself unless you had a Snickers. So in my mind,
right.
So once he eats something, he's going to be feeling better. So at the end of the conversation, he winds up FaceTiming me again. And it was just like the same attitude. And I was like, okay. So then he says to me, he's like, yeah, I never, he's like, I'm surprised you text me. I know black girls don't text guys.
What black girls you know?
I said, well, it might be the girls that you deal with. He was like, oh, I never dealt with a black girl before.
Oh. Okay.
So why would you say that? I said, okay. So then he was like, you know, you ever dealt with an Asian man before? I said, no, I haven't. And he was like, oh, okay then. And I was like, well, I mean, me personally, like, I don't have an issue with it. It's just, like, I've never had an Asian man hit on me before. Like, it just never happened. He was like, oh, okay. And then he asked me one other thing.
Mm-mm.
And then
Mm-mm.
I can't remember.
Sure
I can't remember
that.
What it was. I can't remember what it was. But his response to my answer was like, "Figures." I was like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna end this. This is, yeah,
wow.
Like, okay, yeah."
I need to know what this question
like, this
was.
Ain't
I
even
feel like I need to know what this question was.
I cannot remember what it was. It was something like, do I like to go out a lot? And I was like, you know what, to be honest, I don't. I said, because, you know, even with the pandemic, even before that, like, I just been a homebody. Like, you know, I enjoy being home. I don't deal with, like, crowds of people like that unless, you know, I was at work or whatever. And then he was like, oh, that's figures.
Wait a minute. So if that was your answer and you don't really go out like that, why is that a figure? Because, you know, his stereotypes of black girls have already been talking about black girls that don't text back. But do you feel like black girls go out all the time or they don't go out all the time? Because I guess
because he was like on the he's heavy on the social media, so all he see is chicks getting flued out, so he thought all of us do that.
But that doesn't, that figures. No, what does that figure, sir?
See, and you know what? That's how I didn't even get into all of that. I was like, oh, you know what? Let me call you right back. And that was a smooth block and delete. That was a block and a delete.
Let me call you, then. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Sir, do you even know that you got blocked and deleted?
So, this particular story, ladies and gentlemen, that's how we got to tonight's topic, because she told us that she, you know, she got hit on by an Asian guy, and she was doing research about what type of work he did. So, that's how we got here today. How we got here.
Yeah. Because he said he was in finance, and I was like, I don't understand what that means. He kind of told me really briefly, so I said, let me Google this, so, you know, at least I can sound, you know, at least I can say I know a little bit about it. You can explain the rest to me. You know, this is a conversation starter. But the rudeness just took everything away. I was like, you know what, I'm good. I ain't got to be bothered.
And people don't understand.
I'm all right.
And people fail to realize that the way you treat people and the way you do things has a really big thing about your look. Because you can be the finest thing walking. Hear what I tell you?
Exactly.
And you open up your mouth and you rude as shit, or you say some fuck shit that I'm like, you know what? You ugly mother. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way that you treat people, I watched that, and I made a post about it earlier. Like, I watch how you treat people. And to be real honest with y'all, lately I've been watching this person treat people just any kind of old way. I looked at one of their pictures, I think it was yesterday, because it popped up on my thing that they had posted a picture. I said, oh, you look run hard and put up wet. You look so nice.
Yeah.
The way you treat people is starting to show up on your face.
Yep.
So you might want to be quiet, old raccoon ass.
I'm done.
Okay, listen, because you know how I feel about people in the service industry. Like, I was a server for many, many years. I was a bartender. I'm still a bartender. Like, you just don't treat people like that, especially people that's dealing with your food. And then for you not to know me and for you to be that rude from the gate, that only lets me know that you're just rude all the way around.
And what you're not going to do is
we get to the point like where we do go out. I'm glad that this happened before it got to a point where we were able to go outside. Because if you would have did this out in public, I would have embarrassed you. I would have definitely embarrassed you. Like, if we was at a restaurant and you pulled that shit, like, with a server, a bartender, oh, no. No, we got a whole problem. We have a whole problem.
Let me tell you where you've got me fucked up at, sir.
Let me tell you where.
Like, that would have been me. That definitely would have been me. Like, oh, let me tell you where you got me fucked up.
Let me show you where you had me fucked up. Let's walk back to where the point where you've got me fucked up. Let's start there, and then we can move forward. Cause we ain't doing this.
That's just like even in even if in the industry that I'm in, I still don't treat people who are of service any type of old way, because I, too, have customers. I have people that I have to service. I can't stand to watch other flight attendants be rude as fuck. You hear what I tell you? Like, you're rude? I know you may be helping these people or whatever, but you're rude? Oh, listen. Listen. I don't like them bitches.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like them.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
I'm not gonna be rude to any. Oh, Lord.
I ain't. No. I'm not.
Oh, goodness.
Going to work.
But
there has been a time or two where a customer deserves to get told exactly what the fuck it is, how the fuck it is, and where the fuck they can put what the fuck they need. And I'm on the phone.
In a nice way.
And that's usually how I do it, right? I'm on the phone with my coworker the other day, and he's doing something, and he called me to help this customer. You know what I'm saying? So he doesn't have access to a certain database. I do have access to that database. So me and him have a relationship. He calls me, yo, check this out. Let me know this, that, and the third. So he's going above and beyond his job description to help this customer. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This customer comes out their house and starts, so are you done yet? How much long you think this is going to take? You know what I mean? And just starts, and at first he's, I'm saying nice, and then about three or four questions deep, he goes to the customer. He said, listen, sir, my cable at home works. And if you don't get from
you
over
better
me,
know it.
Harassing me, I'm going to not done this job, leave, and put notes on here so nobody comes out here for a month. So can you please go back inside before I have to do that? Yo, I giggled my motherfucking ass off. The nigga said, my cable at home works.
There you go, boo.
And, yo, the way he said it, it was rude as shit, but it was all professional words, so I couldn't really be mad. You know what I'm saying? This shit was hilarious.
That's just like today.
Sometimes you got to tell these people, like, yo, let me do what the fuck I'm doing. I got you. You know what I mean? But, yeah. I mean, so it's a thin line.
So tell me how you all would have dealt with this today. Okay, so if you've recently flown or have not, a lot of times, like my plane, there's only 50 seats, only about 48 seats fill up because the first two seats are blocked off so that I can have my 6 seats. Okay, so I can social distance from the customers. So today, my flight going into from D.C. to Dayton. I don't know what was going on with the gate agents. They were getting on my nerves. So I have this man that gets on, and he goes to his normal seat. And so I'm going through doing my count, and he says, hey, are those first two seats open? I said, well, no, not really. They're not open because that is where we are social distancing from the passengers, and that's in for protection for me. I really need to sit in the first seat. Why? Why do you need to sit in the first seat? Because now you're going to be in my personal space. He goes on and on and on. So I walk, but I just kind of was like, okay, whatever, sir. So then he asked again. And I was like, oh, my God, just sit in the – you know what? Just go up there and sit in the fucking seat. The entire time I had my feet in his face. This is what you get. I had my feet were stretched out. I took a nap. I stared at him a couple of times so that he'd feel uncomfortable. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong?
No.
Yes.
Because.
Yes, you are wrong. Mister, sit in your fucking seat. You can't sit here.
And I told him multiple times, but he's just like a kid that's going to keep asking on and on and on and on.
And you, like an adult, should have kept telling him no, on and on and on and on. Nope.
I did have another person on the plane that wouldn't understand that. No, your baby can't sit in on your chest. I'm going to need you to take them out of that holder and hold your baby. But you mean I can't? Didn't I say that you can't hold that baby that way? And then she was like, shit. I said, you know what? And then here he come with the questions. I'm not in the mood with y'all.
Nope,
let me
nope,
get you people
nope,
to Dayton,
nope.
Ohio, so that you can get the fuck off my plane.
Oh, yeah. You know I'm built for the bullshit. Mm-mm. Nope.
That's why.
Nope.
That's why he had to stare at me the whole entire time. Mm-hmm. You're not going to sit and keep hitting your foot.
But what you don't, you stupid. You know what? You just a different kind of petty.
Wait, so you kicked the man the entire game? Okay.
You just
I just kept moving
him.
My foot so that it hit him. I didn't kick him. I just kept moving my foot so that it would touch his. And wake him up every single time.
So tell her. She didn't kick him. Her foot just knocked into his foot. That's not
okay.
A kick.
So basically,
no.
her foot grazed his foot. Is what happened.
Oh, so it was a graze, not a kick.
It wasn't a kick. It went hard. It didn't hurt him. It just jilted. You know, just popped him out of his sleep. You're not going to sleep up here. You're not going to do it because you should have stayed in your goddamn seat and you would have been able to sleep back there and nobody would have touched your foot. But since you wanted to come get in my space, guess what?
That's a different kind of petty right there.
And then I'm going to continue to look at you and stare at you because I only get so much space to myself. And when we were in training, when COVID all started, they came into the, because there's a training plane, they came into the plane and said, hey, I need you to sit right here, okay? Do you feel like you're safe at this distance? No. So they blocked off the first two seats on my plane so that we can feel at a safe distance. That's for us. So you don't want me to social distance? So you just want me to have your nasty COVID? I don't want your nasty COVID. So what you're going to get is me tapping your foot every few minutes so you can wake your ass up because you're going to sit here and you're going to look at me.
You're going to stare at me this whole fucking flight. I don't care if this flight 10 hours. I don't care if this flight 2 hours. You're going to look at me this entire time.
It was an hour and 18 minutes. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, you're going to get this. You're not going to sleep. And then going to say, thank you so much for letting me sit there. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
I'm done
yeah?
with you. A different kind of petty.
What kind of beetle bug is that? Oh, Lord. I'm going to call downstairs. There's a bug.
I'm done with
you.
Is
that a stink bug? Oh, man. I don't. Oh shit!
They got you in the Motel 3.
What is this? This is a Hilton Garden Inn. Okay. This is where we at. This is what we're doing. We're moving.
I'm done with you.
But yeah. Yep. That's that shit I'm talking about. Like, people just don't understand. And then you got people, I want to sit with my husband. Well, why didn't you get your seats together with your husband?
So it's the husband and wife, but they got different seats. He didn't want to be bothered with her.
So she was in 8 and he was in 13A. No, C. So she was in 13. No, he was in 13C. She was in 8C. She asked me, is it possible if I could sit beside my husband? I was like, well, where's your husband sitting? Why are you not with him? Sorry.
Because he was trying to, let me tell you what happened. He was trying to get off that plane before her. So he could leave her ass at the airport. That's what was happening.
Well, she
no. What was that? I'm gonna tell you what it was. That was fucking. That was Dick Boy, and that was Jill Scott. Why did I get married? And
oh
she
my
was too
god!
Big for the fucking seat, so he told the bitch to drive.
Oh god.
Oh
no.
My gosh.
So,
and on the exit row. And on that note, Ron, thank you very much. We are going to end this show because
all right,
Ron
hold on.
Ron.
Wait, before we end, one of my peoples, right?
Yes.
Anybody mm-hmm. who's in the DC area tomorrow, 9 to 5, go by
mm-hmm.
what's this address? 8th Street Northeast. 1411 8th Street Northeast. They got a pop-up event. You can get all your, you know, the networking, music, raffles, more. They got vendors, all kind of shit. It's a nice little pop-up tomorrow if you want 8th Street. Stop by there. And, of course, it's
okay.
All black.
All right.
One of my people is doing it, you know what I'm saying? She got a little, t-shirt company. And
okay.
Yo, the shit's what's up. So that being said, anybody in the DC area, go pop up there tomorrow. Alright.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Okay. Are we
okay.
In the group chat? Is what we're going to the,
yeah.
Going to the group?
Yeah, you can open up the group.
Yeah. Okay, just excuse for what I look like. Okay, thank you.
It's okay. It's all right. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, everyone. We enjoyed having you. We will be back next week, same time, same place.
No, wait a minute. No, we won't.
No?
Next week is Thanksgiving. We won't be here. Everybody has a night off next Friday.
Okay. So next Friday.
Okay. Enjoy your
So
family.
Next Friday, we won't be here. But maybe the Friday after. But you guys be good,
yeah, we'll
be safe. Do some things that you think we would do. And if you do, I'd
mm-hmm.
like to see photos. And if you want, you can meet us in the group. We are actually getting ready to get on now for an hour or so. So come on out and say hi. And this has been a blast.
Yep. Office out. Good night, black people. You can hit the button to end it, Taylor, because I don't even gotten to bed.
All right. Good night.
And my laptop.
Deuces.